Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
As the pictures bring us back from the Wayback Machine.
I climb way up to the top of the...
Welcome back. Three after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend. We're talking about, she's sharing a little bit about how she and what she did when she spoke at a press conference of the 140th birthday press conference of in Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And we're talking, we're also wrapping up around all that and how she, what she had to do to make that happen. And we just got through talking about showing up. She was explaining the fundamental. If you want to be successful, you have to show up, Karen. And of course, you do. That's one thing about you. We know how hard you work, and you practice what you preach. Speakforyourself.com, by the way, is her website. Karen, the rest of the story. Tell us the rest of the story about what happened in Jerusalem, and weave in the other 2 points.
I absolutely look forward to doing that. What happened is that I was invited to speak at this press conference because I am the granddaughter of Einstein's cousin, Lena. Lena's my grandmother, and I shared personal experiences of growing up and being related to Albert Einstein. And we were at this press conference because it was, number one, his 140th birthday, and number two, what you might not realize is that Einstein co-founded Hebrew University and bequeathed all of his documents, mm-hmm. all of his letters to Einstein, to Hebrew University. And so I spoke along with other professors from Hebrew University because they had just purchased some of other letters that he had written. And so that's how I ended up at this particular press conference. And it did go viral because a lot of these letters had never been read before, never surfaced before. They were personal and scientific. So, again, first of all, I showed up, and I showed up in Dallas, Texas, a couple of years ago, some Einstein legacy program. Somebody said, "You want to go?" I said, "Sure." And then once there, the host said, "Oh, we have a relative of Einstein. Why don't you say a few words? Please say a few words." So, our formula, show up. The second part of that formula is speak up. So if you're asked to say a few words, let me share with you that you ought to think in advance about what that might be in your world. If you're asked to say a few words about your product or about your services or about the results you received or about your small business, I would highly recommend that you have something in your head ahead of time that you will be able to talk about concisely, clearly, and confidently.
Well, if you're a business owner, that makes you by definition a leader. And if you know your work, if you know your field, if you're an expert in what you do, that makes you by definition a thought leader. And all of that combined makes you someone who should be able to speak about that topic or related topics. And you need to be prepared to do that. It's not really acceptable to look like you're a deer in the headlights if somebody asks you to speak for 5 minutes.
No, you have to have clarity and you have to have charisma. And so that fortunately happened, and that was 2 years ago. After that, you and I even had a conversation about this, mm-hmm. and I ended up then speaking in Montreal at a very, very international, fascinating conference. It also had Einstein as a theme, and it came out of the fact that I spoke up at this very small dinner party. That doesn't matter how large or small your audiences are, Jim. It's just who are they?
Who are these people?
And it turned out that there were some very influential people in that small audience in Dallas. So I followed up, ended up speaking in Montreal. From that, I ended up having a meeting at Hebrew University. And so that comes the follow-up. So you show up, you speak up, you follow up. But I do want to say something to you and our listeners today. You might think that my family legacy guarantees getting heard above the noise. And I do consider this being related to Einstein is a very unique legacy, but it's just luck who you have on your family tree. Admittedly, this Einstein connection opens doors. But let me clearly say this to you. Without our strategic formula, without backing it up with knowledge and with content and with clarity and with experience and with a business, these doors would have closed.
Well, the reason we know that, Karen, is because Mr. Einstein has a lot of relatives, and you were the only one who was there. So that's one of the reasons we know that for sure.
Right.
But I've been the beneficiary of knowing about all these steps along the way. As Karen and I have known each other for a long time, for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been a beneficiary of watching this all roll out, and it's been fun, Karen, to see how you pull this off. And I want to congratulate you for living the recommendations that you've given us. Last thoughts quickly.
Show up, speak up, follow up.
Those are the fundamentals. Karen Cortera Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, speakforyourself.com. Go to her website. Check it out. The books, too, they're all right there. You'll thank me later for telling you about her. Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
Would love that. Thank
Karen
you,
Cortera Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.